You're listening to The New Paris. I'm your host, Lindsay Tremuda. Welcome to the end of 2023. I didn't think it were possible, but the further we get from the start of COVID, the harder I find each year. Could that be because we haven't properly healed or even begun to heal from the collective trauma? That our bodies and minds are forever changed? Or maybe it's because I personally find it challenging that the world has largely returned to a pre-COVID rhythm and it's one that I simply can't keep up with. Either way, it's been more of a slog. You'll let me know if you feel the same. And as COVID became more of a footnote than the headline story in France this year, it made room for other contentious issues to return to the forefront. Since I'm looking back, that makes me think of 2023 as the year of pension reform protests and prolonged strikes. I don't know how I could have forgotten the stench of the garbage piling up, but the mind works in mysterious ways to allow us to move on. But that happened this year. There have been floods and heat waves and bedbug sensationalism and more powerful white men getting away with horrible things. Just Google Gérard Depardieu for some of the latest. On the other hand, there has been progress to the repairs of Notre Dame, the addition of even more bike lanes around the city, and preparations for 2024 when Paris will host the Summer Olympics. And speaking of the Olympics, not only will that be a topic I address in great detail next season, but I'm trying to keep my expectations very low, you know, in order to be pleasantly surprised if things play out well or without issue. But I can't say that the region's communication and preparation can be considered issue-free thus far. To give you an example, France's transport minister warned that navigating the city would be, and I quote, hardcore during the summer. It's thought that some pockets of the city might require showing a QR code to access them, and metro rides will double during the games. The region's president, Valérie Pécresse, has said that everyone who can should work remotely, which I wager isn't possible for most people. Migrants have been kicked out of lodging to make room for the Olympic Village, and as a general rule, the promise of an inclusive and accessible Olympics for all feels like it was missing a caveat, that it's for all tourists. By extension, businesses haven't even been told how this will impact their deliveries or operations, leading them to wonder if the obstacles to functioning in the city will ever let up. On this show in 2023, you've heard some of these themes addressed with different guests and in a couple of solo episodes. But I'm happy to report that you've also been very supportive and excited about episodes that provided an escape from all of those hurdles I just described. Conversations on design, joie de vivre, art, restaurants, and books. And since I'm looking back at the year again, I wanted to thank my longtime listeners for taking the time to dive into two very different episodes for this show. Episodes 120 and 121 about fashion, colonialism, and the climate, topics that I'm passionate about on a personal level and that I feel can't really be disconnected from discussions about Paris, past, present, and future. At its core, this show has been about documenting and discussing the changing city in each of its unique ways. 2024 will undoubtedly be a year of further change, and I hope you'll stick around for those conversations. May the changes lean more positive than anything else. But let's see. In the meantime, I'll be back with new episodes beginning in the second half of January, which leaves you plenty of time to catch up on more than 120 episodes that you may have missed. I hope you find this time reflective and can start the new year with a fresh perspective. Happy holidays, and à très bientôt. Thanks for listening to the New Paris Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, it would mean the world if you would rate and leave a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.